We are Parakhov in the middle of Mishnah Beis. Let's review from the beginning of Mishnah Beis. Mishnah begins Chemes Chalilina Tahara Ben Hamidras. A bagpipe is Tahara from Midras, because people do not sit on bagpipes, even though it's from leather, and even though we don't know when it comes that a knapsack and a troskel, a loistar, are objects which people sit upon, yet people do not sit upon a chemes chalilin. Yeah. Good. Next. Then we came to the Torah Midrash. We came to the Arevas Pi Sonos.
Yeah.
This was a container of stones. Stones. When they do construction, you need little pebbles for construction purposes. And these little pebbles were stored in a container called an areva of a pisonos. Pisonos comes from the word of a shakal pisa shadobe. Pick up a piece and throw it at the markolis. So it means a stone. Small little stones. You have a container that is holding small little stones in the construction field. So the question here is, and someone comes along and work and he sits down upon the edge of this container to relax. Does that make the container into a midras? So this is machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai midras, or Beis Hillel tameimes. No, there's no the midras. The best it can be is a kli, and a kli is metame to mas meis, but it's not metame to mas midras.
Why is it metame to mas meis?
It's a kli. It's a utensil. It's you're saying it's larger than 40 saw. And it's not metatl mold of rekon. So I don't know. You ask a good question. Let's see over here. No, there is no rav. No one explains. Nothing. At least I see. If I think of me, 605. I guess we have to assume that it's small enough that it's not more than 40 saw. Because if it was more than 40 saw, then it's not metatl mold of rekon. Okay. So let's assume for the moment that it's smaller than 40 saw. It's a kli. It's a utensil. The utensil is tamei tumas meis.
Midrash,
the Shammai says the midrash means that it's meant for sitting down.
Also.
No, it's worse because people sit down upon it.
Okay.
The Beis Hillel says no, it's only Tumei Meis. Okay, now here is the part of the Mishnah that
say Tumei Meis Midrash.
Because there is no midrash according to Beis Hillel. Exactly the point.
Beis Shammai.
It's pasha. Once something was Tumei Tumas Meis, so what am I going to Tumei Tumas Midrash?
Midrash.
That's self assumed.
You think so?
Yes.
Areva,
that's where we are. Areva, Mishnei Loig V'ad Tisha Kavin. Areva, that's from 2 lov until 9 kavin.
It's Areva for
that. Areva means a bowl. A bowl, Shenistika. Well, let's see, is there a picture? No, there is not. No, there is. There is. Picture 606. Picture 606. Okay, we have to, let's read it right away. Let's read the caption right away. Areva. From Mishnei Kabin, from Tuloig, the Atisha Kabin till 9 Kabin.
Where are you reading? On the captions?
I'm reading the caption itself. This itself. Not the caption. I'm reading the Dibur Hamaskel.
Okay.
Here we have an Areba Mishnei Loig from Tuloig, the Atisha Kabin, Shenistik, that was cracked, Tumei Midras, Hinicha Begeshamim, Vinifchasa, Vinitpisa. If you put in the rain, Vinitpisa, Tumei Tomei Meis, Bekodim, Vinistika Mikabeles Midras. Okay, I have no idea what this means. Let's see the picture. On the side it says over here, Kishareva Shalema. Oi, Afilu Nistika. It was cracked. The Achakach Tofach Eitz Mibnei Hageshem. It got swollen. When wood gets wet, it swells. So the swelling, to some degree, possibly it seals the crack. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we have a bowl. We have a bowl. And bowl has a crack.
Yeah.
So it leaks.
Yeah.
So what do you do to seal the crack? Well, you can take glue and you can put it in the holes. It's a sealing agent.
Yeah.
Or you can go outside and put it in the rain. And put it in the rain, what happens to wood when wood gets wet? It swells. It swells. What happens when it swells? The cracks automatically sealed.
Really?
Yeah, you never do this.
No.
That's what it's okay. So Reva Shlema, oh yeah, feel in this the car with Reva Shlema, or even if it's cracked, tofach, And then it got ha'etz mibnei ha'geshem. The wood got swollen due to the rain. And now, once again, it's suitable for liquids. So it's no longer it's not tamei midras, because we tell the person amoid v'nas malachtein b'soicha alam kabbalas tumas mago hazav v'nasay srishon l'tuma. Fine. But b'shah
mishdamish b'hari he uyal mishdamish b'mashkim b'soicha. Now that it's swelled up, you can put water in it.
Yeah, because the swollenness causes the cracks to be sealed.
Ain't a tuma midras l'fish aymer.
It's not the field, because we tell the person that's sitting down on the bowl, amoid, to stand up. And a person, this guy, look at this poor guy, he's sitting. I need to use it. I need to use the bowl. I need to go to work. I need to go bake the donuts. I need to make the donuts. I have to go knead the dough, and I have to use it for whatever purpose. I need to go hold water. It's a utensil. You don't sit on utensils. Even though it's not metame tumas midras, but it's metame tumas maga. What's tumas maga? Tumas maga hazav, zav touches it, v'nase rishon l'tuma, and if someone touches it, it becomes a rishon. Okay, now on the left side it says.
More confusing.
What?
I said make it a little bit more confusing.
What's confusing, sir?
That's tummy. Until now, I always thought that zav was a tummy midras.
But it's only when he sits on it. But if the zav does not sit upon it, but touches it. But touches it, then it's not an avatum, then it's only going to be a rishonotumah. Okay, the left side it says b'shosh shahareva seduka, when it's cracked. Ve'ein ruuyah l'shtamish v'soicha he ruuyah l'hafcha al pia. When it's not, when the area was cracked and it's not really for using it, it's fit to turn upside down. Will v'leishev olecha and to sit upon it. Utmei midras kishu avatuma v'nimsa tumasa b'soifa chamura mitumasa bitchila. So he's saying over here a beautiful expression which we have to understand. Tuma, this is an expression, a Talmudic expression which we can apply in other situations. Its tuma is nimsa tumasa b'soifa chamura mitumasa bitchila. The tuma that comes at the end is worse than the tuma that comes at the beginning. You can. So what does that mean? The tum b'tchila, when you have a utensil, what do you use a utensil for? A utensil is used to hold, to contain an object, whether it's water, whether it's a liquid, whether it's a solid. A utensil is meant l'chatchila. This is the purpose. This is its tafkid. It's to contain. So what's the most a utensil can become? It can become a rishon. Utensils typically do not become an avatumah. Unless they're in the unless they're in avi avos, but
a piece of tummy mace touches it.
No, a tummy mace is an avatum. A tummy mace will touch the utensil becomes a rishon. The only way the utensil can become an av only if it comes in contact with the dead body itself.
Saying the dead body itself.
But that's not the typical in the Mishnah and the Gemara. That's not the typical type of discussion. The type of discussion is when it comes to masmeis, is he dealing with kalim or usually a rishon, because kalim don't typically come in contact with the dead.
Okay, fine.
Now, but, so therefore, that was the techilas, that was its original intended purpose, function. Well, what happens when the Arabic soifa has come to the end of days? The end of days. It's come to the, what's it called?
I know what you're talking about.
The Areva has
piece of wood.
The Areva, the bowl, has seen better days. It's now.
You have to go into the big. Areva world in the sky.
So now it's cracked. So now what do you do with an area that's cracked? It's
throw it out.
No, you don't throw it out. Frugal. You don't throw it out. You have to...
Put it in the water.
No. You have to...
Put it in the water. Let it
becomes a stool. It becomes a stool in your house. So when the area is no longer fit to make the food, you take it and you turn it upside down and it becomes a stool. When it becomes a stool, what do you do with it? You sit on it. When you sit on it, what does
Midras.
It become? Midras. So the tumma b'soifa is more chomer than the tumma b'tchilasa. B'tchilasa means its original function.
trivial function could never become an aleph, and now it can become an aleph.
Right, because how? Because now it's broken. The sofa. It's like a person. The person's alive. Person alive. What he normally is, he's an avatar.
As long as it's not one of those.
And then when he's dead, he becomes avi avos. So a person also, the soif of a person, is worse than the tchil of the person. A person comes out, delicious. And then the soif, it's not delicious.
Good.
Okay? So now that we know this yisur, we can go back to the Mishnah. We can see what it's in the Chaz, the words of the Mishnah. Now we understand this yisur. We have this sort of yareva. Mishnah log about tishuk abin. From the size of 2 lug until 9 kabin, that's I guess the standard size, so the person will still use it to sit upon. So shenistika, and now that has got a crack, tmei midras. So from the size of 2 lug until 9 lug, until 9 kav. A kav, what is a kav? A kav is how many lug? Four lug in a kav, or six? I forgot. What is
you
it?
You know that you said that like millions of times. Right?
I don't know nothing. Okay, whatever it is, that's not.
A certain size of the bowl, you say?
Yeah, a certain size of the bowl, which is very large, shenistika, which is cracked. Now that it's cracked, it's no longer functional. It's no longer functional to serve as a receptacle. So what do we use it for? We use it as a stool. We turn it upside down and we sit down upon it. So now it says, Tanea Midras. However,
that's
let's say...
it for a stool. It doesn't say that.
A Midras automatically... Look at the picture. Look at that fella.
I understand. It's using it as a ridicule.
As a stool. As a stool.
I don't know if it's a stool. It could be
a seat. A seat, fine. That's the Areva now. But let's say you take this Areva. Hinicha Bagishamim. You put this Areva in the rain. And now Vinispicha. Vinispicha means it swells. The crack is now pressurized. The pressure, it expands, so the crack is sealed. So now, Tumas Meis, so no longer is there Tumas Midras, it reverts back to Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis. Okay, next. Bakodim.
Vinistika.
Bakodim Vinistika. Now, what's Bakodim? Bakodim, look at the Rav. Li'achash niftach ha'etz v'nistam ha'sedek hinicha beruach kodim v'nistcha. You put it in the eastern wind. Okay, the eastern wind, the kodim. You have, the east wind is a very strong wind which somehow causes this areva to crack once again. So the only time I guess it's going to be swollen is only when it's in a moist environment. But when the eastern wind blows, it causes the swelling to go down and the crack to reappear.
Vinistika.
A crack.
Cracks again?
Crack.
Okay, so the cotton comes and it cracks
and it causes it to become cracked again. Mekabelis Midras, once again, the Tumas Midras has been reinstated.
Beautiful. And what happens once again when it goes into the rain?
And when it swells, that's the rule. As long as there's no crack, when it goes into rain, then the Tumas Midras goes off. Because once it goes back into the rain, it swells. So now it's once again functional. You can use it to store as a container.
Beautiful.
For liquids or solids. So the tumah goes away. Functional. So the basic rule is, when something is functional, there's no tumas midras. When something is non-functional, then you use it as a seat. You turn it upside down and it becomes a midras. And that's what the Mishnah concludes with those words, Zeh choymer b'shiori kleitz mitchilasan. This is the concept called the choymer, the severity of the shiore, of the leftover kleitz over at the end. Their end is worse than their beginning. In the beginning, they have a function. So the mekabel, they're kalim, and the only mekabel like regular kli. And there's no tumas midras. But when they're shiorim, when they had more yesterdays than tomorrows. You hear that expression?
Yeah.
When they had better days. When the better days have passed, then the shiore. When they're shiyarim, then what do we say? Then they have more chomer, then they become an avatoma. Okay, now let's go look over here. So far, we have a lot of rafs which we have left out. This is a very hard, long list. Let's go back to the Rav. The previous page, Mishnah says, Midrash is already the Shlatska Shnistka up to the previous page. Page 415, Shnistka to Tmei Midrash, the Imloin Nistaka. If it was cracked, it's Tmei Midrash, the Imloin Nistaka. If it did not develop a crack, Einoi Tmei Midrash, why not? The Oimrim Loi Amoid Venas Malachtenu. We tell the person, what are you doing? What are you sitting down upon my bowl? I'm a baker. I want to bake bread. I need a bowl to knead dough. So get up, get off my bowl. I want to do the work. Mele, it's not really a shiva because it's functional. Avol kishenistika umotzia mashkin ein ruuya ela l'shiva. Period. Now, why do we mention this shiva of 2 loig and 9 kavin? Upechusa mishne loigin oy yisir mitisha kavin ein tamei midras v'afilu nistika, because when it's too small, it's too big, then it's not functional for sitting down. A chair has to be just the right size. If you want to take a utensil, you want to turn upside down, if you go take a little utensil, take a little coffee, but turn upside down, it's not really a shiva. It has to be something which is significant. And if it's too big, it's also not right to sit down upon. So it has to be just the right size, not here, not there. The Goldilocks value. The Goldilocks value is not too small, not too big, just enough. Are you okay?
I'm perfect.
Okay. Now we go over here to what happens if we take this thing which is correct, we put it into the rain, and the rain causes it to swell. Right? The nispicha. Due to the rain, the wood swells and the crack is sealed. So the law is the tumas midras dissipates. But because once again the function has been reinstated. Now that once the crack is gone, you can use it once again for kneading dough. Now we take this same utensil we put out in the kodim in the eastern wind, after the wood has swollen and the crack was sealed, we put in the east wind and it cracks. So once again, to be a midrash, to chazul yos ruya l'shchiva v'loy lo l'shvah, not to use it. Zechoy mebeshor kli eitz, the tchilasin ein temeim midrash, uchshenistiku temeim midrash. Okay, good.
That's so cool. The eastern wind is like the strongest wind, is that it?
I don't know what it means over here. Eastern wind over here, eastern wind, yeah, maybe.
Why not the western wind, the southern wind, or the northern wind?
I don't know.
It's the eastern wind.
I don't know. That's the way the world works.
So
the eastern wind. The eastern wind is blowing in a westerly direction. The eastern wind is blowing in a westerly direction.
The eastern wind.
Okay. Let's now read the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah is V'chomer. There's two lines from the bottom. V'chomer, B'shiorei Kli Nitzarim, Mitchilos. Now we give another example. There is a stringency in the leftover Kli Nitzarim. Netzer means wicker. Made from, and what's a Netzer? A Netzer is made from, what's Netzer?
Can we say feathers
once? Doesn't look like feathers. It looks like twigs.
Yesterday there were two materials.
Feathers?
There were two materials that we stuffed the pillows with.
No, we're talking about the sakin. The sakin was made from sayar. Okay, I don't remember. Let's go further. We have time to chazer. It's time to review. Let's go further. The choy me b'shoy kli in the tsar me b'tchilasin, shem b'tchilasin einu b'mekablu
tam. Shem b'shoy kli eitz me.
That's what we're
sharing.
Sorry, mitchilasan. Shem mitchilasan ain't a mekablum tuma ad sheyis chasmu. Remember, yischasmu means you cut the rim. Yischasmu means you make a rim around the end. Nischasmu afal pishin noshu sif so sayin kol shein trim. Now, what does that mean? Let's take a look at the picture. Okay, let's see the picture. Special here says, "B'chaymer b'shar kli ish kli nitzar mitchilasan sofe ha'asuya l'kli nitzar ma'achezes es arigas hanitzarim." The edge, the rim that was made for the kli nitzarim, which holds the arigas hanitzarim, the edge of all of these branches, these little branches, the wicker branches. Umoinas es akli milispark, and that rim, that sofa, prevents it from unraveling. It prevents the thing from unraveling. Fine. On the left side, it's so clean, it's sodom. In the kabel tuma at sheyach soim kolaymar sheyaseh sofa luchol. On the bottom, the very bottom of this picture, a clean itzarim, einay mikabel estuma at sheyach soim. What does it mean? Yach soim means make a rim. Sofa kolaymar sheyaseh sofa luchol akli misaviv at shelo yaseh sofa luchol akli einay kli mikabel tuma. Okay, so the kli itzarim until you make the sofa. Okay, now what happens over here is nishar min asofa kol shu. Now after the kli has been made, and now it begins to unravel, and now there's damage. Damage if the kli now begins to erode, and part of the safa, and part of the saf begins to go to a better place.
Good.
So nishar kol asafa, so nishar min asafa kol. So even if a small amount of the safa remains, nashu hasafa ve'in ma sheyochas es hanitzodim. Part of the safa disappears, and we only have a small amount. There's nothing to hold the little branch in place. So it says over here on the bottom, the clean itzarim shenis chaseim kloimar neeses asafa lekuloi viachar kach nishnoshu asfas akli im nisha kol shuhu min asafa adayin kli tamei. That's the chumrah. So we go back and we look at the mission. The mission over here. Now that we have the picture, we can go back to the mission. See what the mission says. Chaymer b'shiyor klin etzar mitchilasan shemitchilasan einu mekablam tuma ad sheyis chasmu. If I am making the utensil for the very first time, it's not mekabel tuma the very first time until I 100% complete the safa. Until I finish, if I go and I make 99% of the safa for the clean itzarim, it's still not mekabel tuma until I complete, until it's 100%. If 99% of the rim is attached to the basket, it's not mekabel tuma until I pass the threshold of 100%. But once it becomes mekabel tuma and it becomes tameh, yeah, and now the saf begins to unravel,
erode, as you said,
erode or disappear.
Why it's changed your the lashon.
So then, the tuma remains as long. The tuma will be as long as you have even the smallest amount.
Okay.
So it goes to show. Look at this. Over here, I have a teeny little amount, and is it tameh?
Yes.
Over here, if I had a teeny amount, would it be tameh?
No,
because in order to bring the tuma, it has to be perfect. But once the tuma is ready there, in order to get rid of it, doesn't go away so fast. That's the sudden life.